Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into hour number two, Webster Griffin Tarpley, expert on global banking and what's happening in the current financial waters that are extremely treacherous. He'll be joining us coming up after this next break. We've got tons of news. I didn't even get to all the news on the immigration developments, the blanket amnesty program that will be the death of the sovereignty of this country. That's not a joke. Congressmen are saying that, okay? All the border experts are saying this. The Border Patrol is saying this. And they're saying Bush's plan is a Trojan horse. It's all coming up. Right now, let's go to Will in North Carolina. Will, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just want to talk about the general who's behind all of this. We know the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, predominantly Jewish banking families are playing a central role. And then if you look other places, you see Jewish fingerprints on other things like the secret societies. Albert Pike admitted that the Freemasons and all these other secret societies have their basis in the Jewish Kabbalah. Then you look at communism. Karl Marx was a Jew descended from rabbis. Most of the top Bolsheviks in the Soviet Union, were including Lenin and Trotsky, were Jewish. And then you look, the Jesuits founded by Ignatius de Loyola, a crypto-Jew. Hollywood, mainstream media, obviously controlled by Jews. I'm not saying that everything, obviously they're using other
people. Let me just say this. There is organized crime syndicates, and one of the biggest in the world, because mafias are hereditary. Mafias are racial, correct?
Right.
There is a giant, powerful Jewish mafia. I do not believe it is as powerful as the Anglo-American mafia, but it doesn't matter. The two have combined forces, and these mafias became so powerful, they actually took over the establishment. But let me just stop you. Everyone is a crypto Jew, okay? I've been accused of being a crypto Jew. I'm not Jewish, but so what if I was? I have a lot of Jewish friends. And everyone's a Jew. Everyone, Rockefellers are a Jew. Alex Jones is a Jew. Everybody's a Jew. And most of the time I go researching, they're not. I mean, it's like a religious fervor, and it's such a contentious point that it's a poison pill. I've caught the ADL and the labor Zionists and others. Their own documents are public, where they actually like to stir it up to then make Jews, the general public Jews, serve them and give to them. And I just think, we've had guests on talking about Khazaria. We've covered it many times over the years. Tex Mars, Robert Galen Ross, and others. But at the same time, people say, well, Alex, you fight the New World Order, but you don't say it's the Jews, so we don't like you. And then I go track back who these people are, and most of it's just disinfo. So, regardless of who runs the New World Order, and we do cover who runs it, and it is the Rothschilds are Jewish, the Rockefellers, you could say way back in their bloodline there could be some Jews involved. Most Europeans have some type of Jewish blood. I'd say about half do. They've done international studies. But, it's just this obsession with everything Jewish. I can criticize Israel, criticize how they've bought off our preachers. They've now made it a tenet of Christianity to worship Israel. When all the prophets criticized Israel, they, by the way, were, of course, Israelites are part of the 12 tribes. How are they bad? No, I'm not bad for criticizing Israel. Look, the ADL attacks me, but then they don't attack all these people that just spew venom at Jews. And the average Jew driving along is very offended by this because they're just good people. And believe me, most of those saying it's a Jewish conspiracy, they believe Jews are inherently evil. They hate Jews. I've been around these people. They'll start shooting their mouths off about blacks as well, about Mexicans, calling them subhuman, and they'll also say Hitler is good, and Alex, you're giving Hitler a bad rap. Hitler wasn't into the occult. Alex, you're a liar. I mean, come on. I'm not saying you're saying that, but do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, dude, I got one question for you. Just the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. I've read that. It's an amazing document, and regardless of who wrote it, it seems like that what's happening now is following the plan. Who do you think, what wrote it, and what is the importance of it?
Well, somebody could read Machiavelli's The Prince, and Machiavelli wasn't a Jew, he was an Italian. What do you say to that? That's a whole huge debate. I don't know who wrote the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, but it certainly is the tactics used by governments in time immemorial. But thank you for the call, sir. You raise important points.
The
discovered is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. Then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes this debris so toenails look clear. This summer I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He has been involved in politics for, I don't know, 30, 40 years. He has got multiple degrees in the subjects that he speaks on and, of course, covers. He's a radio talk show host in his own right. He's an author. He wrote the big first unauthorized biography of George Bush Sr., the crime, the drug running, the corruption, all of it. I, of course, carry his new book, which I think is one of the preeminent volumes on the government-sponsored false flag attack, self-inflicted wound, inside job that is 9/11. It is 9/11 synthetic terror made in the USA. Again, we carry it at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he is one of the big featured speakers at our big 9/11 conference that is coming up June 24th and 25th in Los Angeles, California. Webster is one of our central speakers and have a big presentation for you. And I want to encourage everyone to go to InfoWars.com, link through, and get your tickets now. And they go down to $34 a piece. When you get multiple tickets, you can bring your spouse or your neighbors or a whole group of you. If you live anywhere on the West Coast or anywhere in the country, make a whole vacation out of it. It's going to be something you don't want to miss. There's going to be some surprise guests, hint, hint, you can probably imagine who don't want it mentioned that they're going to be there until about a week before. Then you'll all hear about it. But Professor Professor Stephen Jones is going to be there. We're going to have the founder of the 9/11 Scholars Group, Jim Fetzer. We're going to have the last survivor pulled from the rubble, the hero, the janitor that stayed inside with the master key, the head janitor, William Rodriguez. Jimmy Walter is going to be there. We're going to have Dylan Avery with Loose Change 2 and some new things he's worked on. That'll be another surprise. It's all going to be there, so you don't want to miss it, 24th and 25th. I'm also going to get a chance to meet Webster in person. I feel like I know him. Seen him in so many speeches on TV, even here locally. And he's going to be in Chicago on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th for a big 9/11 conference they're going to have up there. And I'm going to be speaking there as well. We have details on that conference at Infowars.com. So be sure and go to that, too, if you can't make the California conference. I want to talk a little bit about 9/11 and the new Pentagon frames today, but I'm going to do that later. I'm going to keep Webster about halfway into the next hour. So we have plenty of time. We already have callers calling in specifically for Webster. The phone number is 1-800-259-9231. But I first want Webster to get into his dead-on analysis of the collapse of the Bretton Woods Agreement back in the 70s, what that means, what Bretton Woods is. It affects your pocketbook more than anything else, boys and girls. The dollar's been devalued, went up to 46% 2 weeks ago, got some of its value back because of massive sell-offs of gold and precious metal by some of these big banks and commodities firms that had to liquefy because they were about to go belly up just a week and a half ago. That's even mainstream news. Even the Financial Times of London, all these big publications are admitting we're on the verge of a global collapse, which they plan to engineer. You know, they talk about in these publications the two crash landings, the one where they position themselves and then use the money they position to buy up everything when it's cheap, or the collapse they're saying is probably going to happen where they even lose their hind ends. That is some of the Nouveau Riche and others. The Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the British Royal Family never do. They're already prepositioned. So, Webster, I want you first, sir, to tell us about yourself, your history, for those that don't know who you are. And then I'd like you to get into what we face in the world financial system right now, what even the mainstream news is saying. And then I want to get into the new Pentagon frames.
Thank you, Alex. That's a very kind introduction, and I think you're very right to want to start with the tempestuous financial situation all around us, which is really now taking on crisis attributes. Briefly, I wrote a book about the Moro kidnapping and assassination in Italy in 1978. I've written the unauthorized biography of George Bush, the elder. This was the one that revealed Prescott Bush, the grandfather of the current tenant in the White House, financing Hitler's rise to power, along with some other things, being the subject of the smoking gun tape in Watergate, being in relation with the Hinckley family before the attempt to assassinate Ronald Reagan, a whole bunch of other things of this order. And then most recently in 2005, 2006, we're soon going to have the third edition of 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in USA. And as you say, that's available at your own fine store. I've always been interested in economics. One of my other books is called Surviving the Cataclysm, Your Guide Through the Worst Financial Crisis of Human History, which I put out in 1998, beginning of 1999, just as the bubble in the dot-com universe was building up, which then turned into a bust in the year 2000, leading in some ways to the present situation. And that was a book I could never find a publisher for. I never got it on paper. I only have it on discs through a website if people are interested. I think it retains a great deal of accuracy. Let's just set the stage. We've just had a global stock market panic today. We're in the midst of a global stock market panic. Don't look now. Argentina is down 7%. Brazil is down 4%. Singapore down 3%. Mexico 3-4%. Paris is down 2%.
And Japan and others went down last week.
Yes, we have some really dramatic ones, and this is a pattern of the little countries going. Vienna, Austria is down almost 8%, Belgium down 4%, Denmark 4%, Egypt 5% loss, Norway 5%, Italy 4%, Sweden more than 5%, Bombay 4%. So that is a global stock market panic. The Dow has been down as much as 100 points this morning. But, of course, we have the PPT that comes into action, right? The Plunge Protection Team, the U.S. version of the Stock Buying Authority, which takes Federal Reserve funds and uses it to try to prop up the bloated, speculative, impossible prices of all of these assets.
The problem is they're printing at record levels. Helicopter Bernanke, the new Fed chief, says he's going to double the money supply. Greenspan did it in the last 6 years. We're talking about doubling in the next two. We're going into hyperinflation.
Yes, I think there's a very concrete perspective now for hyperinflation, and of course that's something new. The Commodity Research Bureau Index, which is the way I guess one would measure these things, hit a low back in 2001, 2002, but it's been going up ever since. Now, let me just try to set the stage. This is not just a stock market ripple. This is the death agony of the U.S. dollar. This is now the end of this obsolete and impossible role of the dollar as the sole reserve currency of the world and indeed as the obligatory means of payment for oil and other strategic raw materials. Probably more important, it's going to be the end of the dollar as the main vehicle of international lending. It is the doom of the International Monetary Fund, which is, of course, the most sinister institution in the world, the World Bank, where Wolfowitz now is, and this complex of international lending institutions. This is not Bretton Woods anymore. This is the ruins of Bretton Woods. This is all of the defects of Bretton Woods carefully saved.
Well, I want to go back and break down what Bretton Woods is, but I heard you over the weekend on your own radio show. You were going over, and I went and pulled some of those news articles, mainstream financial marquee publications, the most highly respected, saying that we're in a lot of trouble.
Yes, and if you give me a chance, maybe after the next break, I can go and find, I have a list of those articles. I just don't have it right here in front of me. Maybe we just talk about the general issue. The biggest political question in the world is the nature of the world monetary system. It's the most overarching and all-inclusive thing in the world, and it affects everybody every day in wages, employment, savings, exchange, purchases. Everything depends on money, currency, the banking system, and so forth. In 1944, we were fortunate enough, as the U.S. was putting an end to World War II, we were able to sweep away the previous monetary system, which had been strangling the world, which had been the British pound. The British pound had been the dominant currency from the end of the Napoleonic Wars in about 1815 until the First World War, but especially until 1931. And people need to think of September 1931 as the really big date of the Great Depression in the 1930s. The Wall Street stock market stuff is important, but it's a ripple compared to the collapse, the disintegration of the world monetary system.
Please continue.
Yeah, so that was 1931. That is what essentially wrecked the world economy, and of course when this happens, it puts you straight on a course for World War as we saw then, because if commodities cannot peacefully transfer across borders, then armies will soon begin to do the job. So from 1944 to 1971, we had, globally speaking, the highest growth rates in world history. This was a time of relative optimism, obviously a lot of problems, but there was economic growth. Europe, Asia reconstructed after World War II and so forth. However, the U.S. financiers insisted on running deficits, and they didn't want to gear up U.S. industry to compete in export markets. They decided that they could go with controlled obsolescence, as the people in Detroit said at the time, and that suited the Wall Street people as well. But, of course, the problem with that is if you decide you're going to have the runaway shop and send all your industries abroad, then you're going to ruin your balance of payment situation. And that is, at the end of this, we had the breakup of Bretton Woods under Nixon, 1971 to 1973. Nixon essentially pulled the plug. I want everybody to know it was the British who demanded gold payment, not the French, the British. This was covered up at the time, and this is the usual pattern. So the British pulled the plug. Nixon went along with that. John Connolly, Greenspan was even there at the time. And that was the end of two things. Gold convertibility. In other words, the idea that you have to settle the accounts in gold at the end of the year.
So they took the inflation cap off.
You could call it that. I would call it the reality principle. In other words, you could still have inflation, but the idea is as long as you had gold settlement, you could not have
the United States. They just took the ceiling off. You could already have a lot of inflation, but they just took it completely off, and we entered La La Land.
They entered this world where the U.S. can run a $1 trillion trade deficit, which is what we have now. And under Bretton Woods, you couldn't do that. And the other important thing was fixed parities. In other words, you knew what a dollar was worth compared to the mark, the franc, the lira, and so forth. You knew that because it fluctuated within very, very narrow bands, and this facilitated long-term investment and complicated capital-intensive projects over many years. So this was a much healthier world economy. The British and the U.S. banking system destroyed this between 1971 to 1973. Since then, we have been in the chaotic world of floating rates. and it should be obvious to everybody, the U.S. standard of living began to massively decline at precisely that time, around 1970 to 73.
And of course, Webster, we've got a break, but none of this is done by accident. This is done to create a predatory climate for criminal consolidation. We'll be right back.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba, 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening, more about Bible prophecy, by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. I know we have callers specifically for Webster, and many others will get to you as well. Webster, putting this in layman's terms, because I've studied this quite a bit, but we use all these technical terms, it's even hard for myself to understand it, so it might be tough for some of the listeners out there. I know we have a lot of listeners who know more about this than both of us combined. But we went into this fantasy land where these big central banks could do whatever they wanted to, controlled by the big British oligarchy and its allied crime syndicates. Now looking at what's happening currently, what are even the mainstream financial experts saying?
Well, I'll give you a couple of examples from the past week. One is the Neue Zürcher Zeitung, the new Zurich newspaper. So this is the voice of the three large Swiss banks and the Geneva investment banks. And interestingly enough, this Swiss paper interviews Martin Wolf, the editor of the London Financial Times. So it's the London finance oligarchs talking to the gnomes of Zurich. And he says, the present situation of the world economy cannot continue. It's unsustainable, untenable. We now have a choice between a positive outcome, which he describes as a severe but controlled correction. What they mean by correction is a massive drop, a massive devaluation. But when he says controlled, he means that everything stays under control and you pay through austerity. In other words, the big debate is who will pay for the depression. And these financiers want to shift the cost of the depression to you. My program is to shift the cost of the depression to the financiers. Let them pay the $5 to $10 trillion that a world depression costs. Let them pay through the nose, through various forms of taxation, which regards only them, which only regards people who have money flows in the billions, trillions, or quadrillions. Anyway, Wolf then says, the other possibility we have is a negative or uncontrolled correction, a disorderly adjustment, which will lead to a deep world crisis, a new world economic depression, and that's pretty much what we have. The main issue, he says, is the U.S. foreign debt overhang. In other words, there are $3, $4, $5 trillion out there in the world that don't correspond to anything. They're just paper. They're things that have come out of Helicopter Ben's printing press or Greenspan's printing press. And then he says the dollar could simply collapse. There could be inflation, hyperinflation, and global depression. And I think that's about probably a good estimate. The Sydney Morning Herald from Australia says we have parallels to 1998 and the long-term capital management situation. That was LCTM, was a hedge fund in Connecticut. They were doing derivatives. They bet on the Russian GKOs, the Russian state bonds.
But the speculative losses there were much smaller than they are now.
Yeah, that's what the article says. Is in those days it was, you know, $3, $4, $5 billion. Now it's, he says, hedge funds are 500 times more larger. So that now you'd be thinking if LCTM went bankrupt today, it would be $25 billion. At that time, LCTM practically blew out the whole world banking system, and it was only a rush job, a backdoor bailout, a crony bailout by Greenspan that saved LCTM, because some of the people involved were his business associates, right? The Federal Reserve, of course, is a private institution that has never been audited and ought to be seized and nationalized immediately. The only way to do it. The Süddeutsche Zeitung points to the other thing I would stress is hedge funds. Hedge funds. You remember George Soros, right? He popularized this idea, or Robertson and the Tiger Fund, and there are now hedge funds. These are hedge funds deal only with rich people. You and I can forget it. You've got to have, you know, you've got to be in the hundreds of millions before any hedge fund will even look at you. And the hedge funds have few clients. They so-called fly below the radar. There have been proposals to regulate hedge funds. Helicopter Ben Bernanke says, no, hedge funds are wonderful. They perform an important service. But the Süddeutsche Zeitung, South German newspaper of Munich, Germany, says we need to regulate hedge funds, put them on a leash, because, again, if we get a new long-term capital management disaster, it will be far worse now than it was back in 1998. In this country, we've also got this real estate bubble, which is now coming down. So you can look at places like Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. These are sort of quasi-governmental financing agencies, and the goal was to make it possible for people of modest means to get
a
mortgage.
Webster, at what time can the globalists not continue to bail out these systems?
Well, see, I think when you say globalists, the terminology I would use is London financiers, Wall Street financiers. In other words, City of London, Wall Street is the heart of the matter, because this is the dollar factor.
Yes, and they're the people pushing for globalism, yes.
This is the new world order. In other words, these are the imperialists. These are the people who believe in a single empire. But I think it's getting out of control because, as we probably should talk about, Russia, Iran, and many, many other countries.
Yeah, I want to talk about different power blocks, because there really are a lot of foreign countries moving now faster and faster. It's accelerating in the last year out of the dollar, and that's what's precipitating a lot of this with Webster Tarpley. And then we'll also be taking your calls coming up in the next segment. This is so important. We'll also get into 9/11. Infowars.com is the website.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
I've got a super busy month coming up next month. I'm going to go to Bilderberg Group on the 9th, 10th, and 11th. I'm going to be in Chicago over the weekend of the 3rd and 4th for a 9/11 conference. And then my own big conference I'm putting on in late June, 24th and 25th in Los Angeles, that Webster Tarpley will be a featured speaker at. We'll be going back to Webster here in just about 4 minutes, and I promise we'll get to Alan in Connecticut and others that specifically want to talk to him and take a bunch of your calls. Webster can comment really on any issue. For the next couple minutes, though, Debbie Morrow, who answers the phones just for New Millennium Concept for this radio show, the Made in America Berkey water filter system. Now is the time to stop drinking the poison water. In fact, right here in my hands, I have an Aquafina bottle, a bottle of water, but it's Berkey water on the inside. I just use this bottle to drink my water while I'm on air, and I drink a one-liter bottle every day when I'm on air. I drink another one-liter bottle after that, and then a one-liter bottle after I work out. I've been making myself drink more water lately, and normally if you do that, it's full of all the herbicides, the pesticides, the toxins, the mercury, the lead, the arsenic, and the bacteria get killed by the chlorine, but you're still drinking dead bacteria, and there's a bunch of studies about how bad that is for your liver and your blood system. This is such an important thing to do for your family. Really, it should sell itself, and it's made in America, and they make this broadcast possible. So you need to give Debbie a call right now. Debbie, tell us about New Millennium. Tell us about some of the specials, and give us that toll-free number.
Hi there, Alex. Thank you. Our toll-free number is 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. And our website is www.berkeywater.com, and it's spelled BERKEYWATER.com. And we'd like to, you know, remind people that, you know, the hot weather's coming and people might want to go ahead and order their Berkeys and their Berkey Sport bottles so that they can have them. And we will get those shipped right away. We're not back-ordered on anything right now, so we can go ahead and get those things shipped pretty quick. And the Alex Jones specials vary depending on what systems you get. Give me a call, and I'll be glad to go over them with you, but we always have free gifts with each order.
And if all you can afford is a water bottle, it does 600-plus refills of swamp water, 130 of swamp water, 600 plus of tap water, and those are normally like $40, $35 at a camping supply store. When you buy five of them from New Millennium, they're $20 a piece. That'll make it where you can survive, but the $195, $199 unit does tens of thousands of gallons in its life, takes about 2 minutes to put together, cuts almost everything out. They even have special fluoride systems that do cut out the fluoride. That's almost impossible. They're able to do this. But, Debbie, the new forecast just came out. It's up on Drudge right now. The feds are saying record hurricane season, record temperatures already in the South Atlantic, already in the Caribbean, already in the Gulf. We're looking at a devastating hurricane season. We had a record hurricane season last year. The sun is heating up. That's NASA's own report. It's global warming is not caused by what Al Gore tells you. And so last year, you guys, for a limited time, sold out and had to make more at the factory. The calls were so great nationwide because of the flooding that you were unable, for a few weeks to even ship out to people. Folks, you need to order now. Debbie, give them the number.
It's toll-free 1-888-803-4438. That's 1-888-803-4438. Leave good numbers, day and night numbers, and I will get back with you. Or you can keep calling till you get through on the line. I am here taking calls, and we really want to support your airtime, and I cannot tell you how important it is to get your Berkey Sport bottles and get your Berkey water systems, especially with, like you said, this weather that we're going to be looking at.
Well, I mean, if that's an incentive for people to do it, especially in the southeastern area of the country or even right here in Texas, that's great. The silent killer is already in that water. You need to get off the poison water, ladies and gentlemen. Give her a call, 888-803-4438, or go to berkeywater.com. If you miss the spelling, go to infowars.com on the left-hand side of the main page. We have a link directly to berkeywater.com. Tell them what free gift you want in the comment section, or order the exact same deals, exact same specials off infowars.com. We fax the orders over to her every day, and they ship them out to you that way out of Dallas. We're in Austin, Texas. So berkeywater.com or infowars.com. Debbie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you. God bless you. This is so important. Take advantage of this right now. Don't wait. They got a lot of specials right now. Going back to Webster Tarpley. Webster, I want to go to the calls, but summing it up, let's say you had 5 minutes on national television. You had to sum up who's behind this, why they're doing it. I believe from the evidence I've looked at, from reading documents from the Depression, the Global Depression, from the late 80s scam they pulled, from the dot-com bust they pulled in 2000, 2001, that they are steering these, they build these bubbles, and then try to orchestrate it for their real profits to come during a transfer of wealth. Can you specifically talk about why they're doing this, how they're doing it, and then some of the different factions globally out there before we take calls.
Well, we're in a world economic depression. It's a world economic and financial breakdown crisis of unprecedented severity. It is the death agony of the dollar. It is far worse than a collapse of stock markets. It is the disintegration of the only world monetary economic system that we have. The causes for this have to do with the fact that finance oligarchs run it. Financiers run it. And they, as a class, are incapable of governing human society because the rapacity and greed of these elements and their hatred of technology, their hatred of industrialization, their hatred of progress means that any society dominated by them will gravitate towards pure paper profits. Now, I'd say it goes back to in the mid-1890s when J.P. Morgan, working for the British, seized control of the U.S. public debt with the help of Grover Cleveland, and that was codified and solidified about 10 years later with the Woodrow Wilson Federal Reserve Act, which put Morgan, Mellon, Rockefeller, Vanderbilt, Astor, the rest of them, in control of Wall Street, but above all in control of U.S. public debt and finance, and that has been going downhill ever since. After the Second World War, under Roosevelt, there was a change. Roosevelt fought them, and he changed things, but that was rolled back then by about 1955 or so when the Federal Reserve reasserted its independence after it had been de facto nationalized by FDR. They made a comeback, and that is the 57-58 recession till today. We've had 50 years of increasing stagnation. We've had 40 years at least of declining standards of living. The U.S. standard of living has been cut in half over a period of about 40 years. And this is obviously one of the things that people are responding to. Today we've got Ford bankrupt, General Motors bankrupt, Delphi bankrupt. This is extremely serious because this is the last pool of machine tool capabilities we have. These are the tool and die jobs, the union wages jobs that we've got to preserve. I think it would be imperative to save the industrial capability represented by Ford, GM, Delphi, and so forth, not just in Detroit, but this reaches into every community, well, every state at least has communities that completely depend on this. We've got to make a political decision that that capability will not be destroyed, that those companies are going to have a debt moratorium, we're going to cancel their debt, and if necessary, we're going to provide some kind of a subsidy to get them producing things we need, like railway cars, mass transit, modular housing, ultimately, vehicles for space travel, all kinds of capabilities. If you lose your machine tool sector, you don't have a full set economy. You're not a full-scale country.
Let me break this down from a sociological perspective. Mercantilism, as you know, developed around 300 years ago in France, where the elites would only license certain individuals. It wasn't really a free market. It was an attempt to override and suppress the Renaissance that was developing all of this new wealth. Elites openly wrote about this. They've always been threatened by dynamic economies because that destroys monopolies. So when you say they hate technology, you go to Japan or Europe, the trains are going 200 miles an hour. The trains were going 100 miles an hour here 80 years ago. Now they roll along at 20 miles an hour because the tracks, and my dad worked for the railroad in college, folks, he knows, the tracks have never been upgraded. Everything is falling apart. And this is all done publicly by design. Globalization is about destroying the nation state, bringing in a world parasitic, predatory government, and they can't have a middle class. 60 years ago, 40 years ago, one family member had to work, even blue-collar jobs. You had vacations. You had college money. You had a two-car garage. Now look at it. Why are they doing this?
They can't help themselves. You can go back to ancient Greece. You can find a writer who's actually called the Old Oligarch who says, I don't like the Athenian Navy because the Athenian Navy is high technology. And it means that the people from the lower orders of society are experiencing upward mobility, and we oligarchs don't like that. You can go back even further. The basic idea is Malthusian thinking. Thomas Malthus is the demon. He's represented today by Al Gore, as somebody was just pointing out. Zero growth, anti-technology, the hatred of progress. You can go back. The official explanation in Hesiod of why there had to be the Trojan War was that the world was overpopulated, that there were too many people oppressing the breast of Mother Earth, so they had to be gotten rid of. And ultimately, it gets down to these very basic questions. I have to say, the American system is really not a free market, but it's what you'd have to call dirigism. In other words, it's the partnership of a government that's interested in economic development with industrialists, not financiers, industrialists, who are interested in the same thing. And you can see that in Alexander Hamilton. You can see it in the Careys, Henry Carey, Matthew Carey, Friedrich List, Abraham Lincoln. You can see it in the populists in the 1890s. Some of that got into the progressive movement. You can see it above all in the New Deal lately. A lot of the good things that Roosevelt did, these are also have to be maintained, and we have to go back to some of them. And it's a tradition there, which is that you have to have a regulated market, because if you don't regulate it, the finance oligarchs will run wild and destroy the society, and that's what we have
to
do.
Well, I have to say this, Webster. I mean, certainly you have elites that were manipulating and controlling Roosevelt, and I see that as a different phase, where at that time the elite was worried about killing the golden goose, the U.S. that had been their engine, and so they did infuse some actual growth capital into general structures that would aid the population, but I see that as the parasites resuscitating their host that they'd almost suck dry.
Well, I guess we could debate this at length, but ultimately what Kennedy tried to do was to return to some of the features of the Roosevelt.
Oh, I agree. He actually cut taxes by 50% and a lot of stuff.
The investment tax credit, perfect example. Give people the tax break if they're willing to invest in productive plants and equipment. But if you say productive plants and equipment, nobody knows what you're talking about.
Oh, no, the federal government pays companies to move offshore.
Right, and we also have, let me just mention derivatives, because people, you know, they don't see derivatives on television every day. In the United States alone, there are more than $100 trillion, trillion of derivatives. And this is paper based on paper based on paper in many cases. It has no connection whatsoever to any plant, equipment, productive activity, or anything of the sort. This is all untaxed. If you and I go to the supermarket, we're going to have to pay, in some states, a sales tax on our groceries, and anything else we buy, we're going to pay a sales tax for sure. How about having a 1% tax on these finance oligarchs on their $100 trillion of derivatives? I guarantee you nobody in your audience owns any derivatives. That 1% would give you $1 trillion of tax revenue to deal with, and that would already go quite a ways towards getting the U.S. back on the track. If we had $100 trillion, we would not be in deficit. We wouldn't have problems with Social Security. We could fund Head Start so kids could get their breakfast in school, and so forth. You could have you could do an amazing amount of things. And why shouldn't these oligarchs pay? The other question is, if you look at Puerto Rico, right now, it's part of the United States, is the scene of an attempt of the financiers to crush an entire state. It's a place that has run out of money two months before the end of the fiscal year, and the schools are shut down, and the 100,000 public workers have been sent home, and the bankers are demanding a sales tax. In other words, regressive taxation that hits the poor harder than anything else. And I would say, no, let's not tax the poor people of Puerto Rico. Let's tax the banks. Let's tax the derivatives. Let's tax the speculative flow.
Well, Webster, I want to go to some calls here in just a moment, but specifically, what do you see happening in the next month to a year?
Well, look, we're in the following phase. As of about February, Japan has announced that it's not going to have 0% interest rates, which was the main thing propping up the dollar. Everybody would borrow in Japan, buy dollars, keep the dollar up, and then buy derivatives and give the money to hedge funds. We had Iceland going in the tank, probably the largest bank on the verge of bankruptcy. In March, we had the Gulf states, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, 30 to 40% collapses of their stock markets. We had a crisis in New Zealand. Now we got Puerto Rico. And now we have the world stock market panic as of today. So it's a rolling, creeping crisis, and it's going to develop into a dollar panic no later than July. In July, we have two big events. The Iran oil bourse, where for the first time, people from around the world can come and buy and sell oil and natural gas for euros. In other words, for
but
a currency.
But that's only 6% of total oil exports. Are you saying it's going to cause... I understand. But it's going to start in Iran. Are you saying it's going to start a domino?
The domino is this. Right now you have about $2.5 trillion of central bank reserves. Out of that, about two-thirds are in dollars. Let's say it's $2 trillion of dollar central bank reserves held outside in the world. If you get the Iranian oil bourse, meaning that you can use those euros to buy oil, and you know, pretty much in unlimited quantities, and you've also got the Russians making the ruble convertible and opening up a ruble-based oil market, a lot of the two trillion of dollar-denominated central bank reserves are going to go out of the dollar. Now, as of right now, to survive, the U.S. dollar has to borrow, let's call it $3 billion a day, because we've got a $1 trillion deficit 365 days a year. You can do the math, but remember it's rising very fast. So the U.S. has to, the U.S. Dollar has to borrow $3 billion a day. What happens if we see a couple of hundred billion leaving on any given day, which is what Stockholm, Sweden has threatened to do. United Arab Emirates are doing it. It's known that the Japanese, Chinese, Russians are diversifying out of the dollar. The idea is the dollar has no visible means of support. It's a vagrant currency. Volcker's nightmare when Volcker was at the Federal Reserve was as soon as you get a dollar collapse, a dollar decline going, it turns into an avalanche. It turns into a panic stampede.
We got 30 seconds. When do you think that's going to take place?
Soon. And I think that the military timetable is that if this starts in July, then you're going to start seeing the effects of that already now because it's free discounted. And this is why the plan seems to be nuclear attack on Iran in June.
And by the way, neocons like Jerome Corsi don't even hide it. They say that's what Iran's really about.
They say that's exactly what it is.
Stay there. We're going to come right back to your calls after this break and get into that and then get into the Pentagon and the rest of it. Of course, none of this may happen because Bush may go ahead and attack Iran. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I want to save this discussion for the next hour with Webster Tarpley. I want to get into how Iran factors into this, what he thinks the financial oligarchs, as he calls them, are going to do. Right now, let's go to Alan in Connecticut, who's been patiently holding to talk to Webster. You're on the air, Alan. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex, for taking my call.
Sure.
Mr. Tarpley, first I just want to say I just finished reading your book, and I couldn't put it down. It was really great. I loved it.
Thank you very much.
My question for you is, in the end of your book, you talked about Iran, and you said that from what you have uncovered, there's a lot of generals in our military that don't want a war with Iran just because of the amount of problems we're already having with
Iran.
Well,
we've seen six of them. I mean, Tarpley wrote a second edition a year ago, and he's absolutely right. Now we've seen six in the last 2 months go public and two more before that, so that's eight. So go ahead.
Right, and, I mean, personally, I don't even know where we would get the troops from it. I mean, my question to you is, do you feel that there's starting to be a definite divide between the Pentagon, the military, and the White House with regards to going into Iran, where a lot of, even our top generals are starting to say...
Well, there's an admitted divide. The White House has had to go on TV and decry it, Webster.
Yes, I think it's clear that there is some kind of institutional opposition. In other words, what's going on in Washington right now is very intensive intelligence warfare about the question, will there be the attack on Iran, and more broadly, will there be a new Cold War with Russia, which is, these are two sort of interlinked questions.
And I think that's going to be decided at the Bilderberg meeting coming up in Ottawa, Canada next month.
It's possible. I think the Bilderberg meeting, as I read it, is generally the place where the decision is announced. I think by the time they start the meeting, the inside oligarchy of the oligarchy, if you will, has already made up its mind what it wants to do. But again, they may not be the only factors, because if you have a powerful faction of generals who decide they don't want to do this, and if they're willing to fight, which I admit is something of a stretch, then maybe the Bilderbergers don't get everything they want every time. I think there are clearly generals who realize that if the attack on Iran takes place, the U.S. forces in Iraq will be in an extraordinarily critical situation.
But see, Webster, that's the Ponzi scheme. The globalists want to pump this balloon up even bigger, and when it pops, claim that Iran and the conflict somehow caused it. It's like they coincided 9/11 right in the middle of the dot-com bust and then blame that on the Arabs. I mean, they do this over and over again.
Yes, they love to paper over their misdeeds with catastrophes that they visit in the area of state-sponsored synthetic terrorism.
I think we're in great danger, the greatest danger we've been in the last four-plus years now, of a state-sponsored false flag. Webster?
I think that's absolutely right. And you can see that as Bush and Cheney run up against the stone wall in the United Nations, Russia and China are adamant they will not vote for military attacks on Iran, no matter what. And even economic sanctions wouldn't really mean too much. So at that point, you can see Condoleezza clashing with Lavrov at the Waldorf Astoria, you know, raging polemics back and forth. The only outside event that would help Bush-Cheney would be a false flag terror event to stampede the opposition, and that's why we've got to inoculate the population. If something happens, don't look for somebody in a cave in Afghanistan. Look in Dick Cheney's office, because that's where it came from.
That's where the motive is. Thank you so much for the call, Alan. Did that answer your questions? Good. We're going to come back and take more calls for Webster Tarpley as we start the third hour as he rides shotgun with us. We're honored to have him. He's going to be at my big 9/11 conference June 24th and 25th in downtown Los Angeles. Be sure and get your tickets at InfoWars.com. He's also going to be in Chicago on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, or 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. I'll be there as well. Just go to 911truth.org to get your tickets there. And if you want his book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, go to InfoWars.com. It's full of graphics, full of diagrams, full of photos, and excellent work, but also an easy read. Very scholarly, but also an easy read. Available at InfoWars.com, along with my film, Martial Law, Order of Death, and many, many others. All right, the third hour is only 70 seconds away. Your calls and a ton of other news. We'll also get into the Pentagon new video.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.